The year is 1665, and the good people cower in their houses as disease stalks the land. Behind one door, an isolated writer lives through the days they will later recount in a plague memoir. The year is 2020, and, well, there are similarities, which has driven our London lockdown diarist Jennifer Walsh to dig out her own copy of that memoir, Daniel Defoe's A Journal of the Plague Year, which, wouldn't you know it, contains a bunch of useful plague hacks.
If you live in a big city like London, you live in collaboration with the public transport system. So it's quite strange to not have taken the tube in over 6 weeks. I don't even know where my Oyster card is. Don't get me wrong, the tube can be like somebody found a sofa at the dump and then relocated it to a cramped train compartment for you to sit on, and I certainly don't miss that. But the one thing I have found myself missing is the community bookshelf in my local tube station. I've picked up a lot of obscure fare from the community bookshelf over the years. Books like Planning Your Animal Hospital, the 1986 edition of Military Aircraft Markings, Charlotte Church's autobiography, Keep Smiling. My favourite, though, is probably Heard on the Street, Quantitative Questions from Wall Street Job Interviews. Sample quote, "What is chaos theory? Can you use it to predict stock returns? If so, how?" Which seems like a relevant skill set at the moment. The writer J.G. Ballard called these sort of books invisible literature. Legal documents, trade publications, catalogues, celebrity memoirs, the sort of writing that is all around us, that is an important part of our lives, but is not considered literature. Ballard thought it was fascinating, and I agree with him. Because, funnily enough, the piece of writing that's perhaps given me the most comfort during this time is one of the pieces of invisible literature quoted in a piece of actual literature. I've been reading Daniel Defoe's A Journal of the Plague Year, his retelling of the Great Plague of London, and there's a part in the book where Defoe reproduces the Lord Mayor's orders concerning the infection of the plague, word for word. The Lord Mayor's orders. A legal text from 1665 based on an earlier legal text from 1583. I know it couldn't possibly sound more exciting, but in fact, it's not only fascinating, it's also quite touching. The orders are both impressively comprehensive as well as short-sighted. They cover everything from the appointment of public health examiners to the length of time hackney coaches should be aired out after people use them. They describe how frontline workers should carry a red rod 3 feet in length so that people can avoid them. Taverns and alehouses are to be closed, and the money you would have spent on feasting should be donated to the poor. As a musician who has had all their gigs cancelled, it really hits home to read that 355 years ago, orders were passed decreeing that all plays, bear baitings, games, singing of ballads, buckler play, or such like causes of assemblies of people be utterly prohibited. What we're going through now may feel like wildly uncharted territory, but people have been there before us, and there's some comfort in that. Medicine and public health have come a long way since 1665, but in the Lord Mayor's orders, you can see our shared struggles, our shared determination to try and protect everyone, and our shared mistakes. I mean, Shakespeare is great and all, don't get me wrong, but the next time I want 17th century London to come vividly alive for me, my first stop is going to be some documents drawn up by the local government.
London Lockdown Journal of Jennifer Walsh there. Tomorrow's episode of the Culture File Weekly will be a podcast-only edition. While on the FM radio in the 7pm spot, you can hear a special programme from the RTE Lyric FM archive. In August 2008, the Lyric Feature broadcast a six-part series celebrating outstanding Irish women writers of fiction, poetry and drama. In episode two of the series, poet Evan Boland, who died this week at her home in Dublin, talked about her work and her working life, while commentators, including Professor Geraldine Meany of UCD, assessed her significance and stature as a poet. And you can hear that programme tomorrow evening at 7pm here on RTE Lyric FM.